Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. It's Pastor Jeremiah, day 27. We're in the Word of God. We're in the heart of the Old Testament based on, you know, the 1 year Bible program that you're going through. But I am in the thick of the whole Moses story right now. And in where I'm going to go today is Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 specifically. And I want to pose the question before I read it. What's your excuse? Are you the type of person that you make a lot of excuses to get out of things? Well, maybe if you are, or you know, we've all made excuses, right? But not to pick on you. But Moses tries to make an excuse here to get out of what God has called them to do. And in Exodus chapter 4, verse 11, Exodus 4, verse 10. Moses said to the Lord, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." Verse 11, the Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." So obviously God is giving the mandate and the calling for Moses to go and lead the people out of slavery. But he's balking at it a little bit, you know, and what's he doing here? He's making excuses. You know, "God, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know how." Now, let's go down to a minimal level here. I mean, that is a big calling, a big task that he is set up to do. And I'm sure we'd all have second thoughts. Like, isn't there somebody else? This is going to be hard. This is going to be difficult. I understand that, but it's amazing. We can make excuses for all kinds of things, to the littlest and to the biggest things. As I'm challenging you to read your entire Bible in 2022, I've given this challenge out before, back when I was a youth pastor, and I've heard all kinds of excuses. "Well, I'm not a good reader." Okay, well, don't read your Bible then. Don't ever read your Bible because you're not a good reader. Now we live in the technological age. I can say, well, like I just did a minute ago, I was reading and listening to the Bible, the audio Bible. Okay. You don't like to read, just listen. Well, stop, you know, stop making excuses. And God doesn't like people who make excuses, okay? Specifically when it comes to what he has called you to do and called you to be. And so I want you to think about areas in your life or an area in your life that you're making excuses in right now. It's like I do it all the time. You know, it comes to making these videos. I had to catch up here because it's like, oh, I'm busy. I had this whole day. I can do it. Like, I love to, you know, at the beginning of the year, I love to work. I actually love to work out. But man, the past week and a half is like trying to fit it in. It's like, I'm making excuses. And so I guess, you know, as it comes to spiritual things in our spiritual life, that's the one place I hope we're not making excuses. And, you know, what's the opposite of making excuses? It's obedience. Like God saying to Moses, "I don't want your excuses. I want your obedience. That's what I'm looking for here, buddy." Okay. So when I give you this task, I want you to say, "Yes, I will. I will do it, Lord, with your help," and not, "I don't know if I can do it." Right. And if we go in earlier, he's taking the what if theme here. We're attacking in the wrong direction. Well, what if I fail? What if I mess up? I don't want your excuses, because here's what we have to trust. We just talked about this yesterday. All of God's promises are yes and amen. So if we are obediently following what God has for us, then we can trust that he's going to take care of it. And is that not what he's saying to Moses? In this particular passage, he's like, "Listen, I make the mouth, okay? So if I need you to talk, I'm going to help you talk, okay? So do what I tell you to do." We know this all too well, going back to a couple videos ago, talking about our greatest blessing, opportunity, is our children. All the time, you know, with kids, two young boys, 7 years old, just do what I tell you to do. Have you been there before, parents? You're like, just listen. Is it really that complicated? One of the things I do is I serve our local community here, the R9 school district, and I drive a bus route. And, you know, I have one kid on that bus route. It's just like, God made him. He's great. He's wonderful. But some days, like, you are the worst. kid in the entire world. You know, it's like, I want to just tell him that, but I know that's not godly. And it was like, you know, I need to encourage him and all those kind of things. But because it's like, can't you just listen? Can you not just listen? And man, it's amazing how kids will make every excuse in the world. And I'm not even going to pick on kids because we all make excuses. And here Moses is making excuses instead of just responding in God to obedience. So think about it today. Let's start throwing everyone else under the bus. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror. Let's look at the planks in our own eye, as the Bible says, and just contemplate that today. God, is there areas in my life I'm making excuses? Whether it be reading my Bible, whether it's some other area in my spiritual life where I'm just making excuses right now. I don't want to do that. God, I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to trust that you're going to help me. If you're calling me to speak, I'm going to open up my mouth. You give me the words, all those kind of things. So let's not make excuses. Let's walk in obedience today. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk to you next time.